welcome to this episode of Beards and Brews. It's your boy from the north.
What's up, Luis?
And I'm Kyle.
We got a guest, Kyle, joining us today. One of our really good friends and pals. So thank you for coming on the show, my man.
Thanks for having me.
We've got some beers in front of us. Beards and Brews is the name of the game. So, Kyle, what do we got in front of us? What are we trying first?
Today, we're going to try this double chocolate stout.
Okay.
On the bottle, it says pure luxury. So, we're about to find out.
Pure looks. Hey, show our viewers the opener real quick, though. For those of you tuning in on the podcast, head over to our YouTube. Check out this wicked, what do you call it, bottle opener?
What do you call this? It's a bottle opener. So, the really crazy thing about this is like a really weird story. This is actually, it's a bone from a goat. So what they do is they polish it.
Are you shitting me right now?
No, it's like polish it. Yeah, you can actually see like the parts where they cut it because there's like little markings on there. If you can see where the light catches it.
If you're lying to me, I would be so mad.
Wait, dang! Is it?
No, he's telling
me. I think it's resin.
Damn
this
it!
This is from like the 50s or 60s.
Oh man!
Yeah,
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah, this is like it's like plastic, basically.
This
it's
isn't
resin.
Even a show, Kyle.
It's resin. It's just resin. I like to mess with people.
Oh, fuck.
There you go.
Oh man!
Do the honors.
All right.
As Kyle is opening that up, the reason we're together tonight, outside of recording the episode, is we went and watched a movie today. So this has been a big, hey, watch out with those dangers. the movie that we watched was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now we're going to watch Kyle pour this. One thing with beer is you got to watch out for the head.
You want a little bit with the stout, though.
Yeah, you do. You want it to breathe.
Agreed.
You want it to have some, want it to breathe a little bit.
Some dark-ass beer, bruh.
Yeah, so before the show, we were talking about beer, and Ryan was saying he hasn't had very many, so this will be fun for him to try, I think. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the inspiration for the whole podcast and the show, like, you know, getting together with your friends, and...
Oh, that's good. That's a good pour. See.
Thank you.
There you go, you good. Yeah, man. I'm a professional over here.
All right, and then, so they've got the beer going, and again, like, I have celiac disease, so I can't have gluten, so no beer for me. Not a big fan of gluten-free beer either, but I've got some Gentleman Jack that was given to me as a gift by a very close friend of mine, which I've been enjoying throughout the year since my birthday, so I've got that with some Coke, enjoying that right here, so cheers
to the first sip, boys.
Episode
cheers.
One, Beards first Brews, one. Cheers, salute, kanpai.
Not bad.
First taste, yeah, not bad.
Aftertaste is kind of funky.
That's a stout, yeah.
It's a stout, okay. Yeah, I'd say I like the initial taste. When it sat in my palate, it was pretty good. I could definitely see why it's called double chocolate. Like, I get the chocolate taste from it.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts, Kyle?
You know, it's the first time having this one, but I'm a fan of stouts, usually, so... Kind of knew what to expect.
Okay.
It is very smooth, though. I like this.
Yeah, yeah. I'd agree with that. It's pretty smooth.
Yeah, it looks smooth. I mean, it reminds me of Guinness. That's what it looks like. It looks like Guinness. So the way you poured it, once that head kind of built up at the top, that's just like Guinness. And you're right. When you pour it, you want to pour kind of fast at the end because you want a head in there because that's how you get the flavor out of it, which is why I think some of the cans of Guinness have that ball in them.
The ball in them.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was weird. During the FIFA World Cup, whenever the last one was, I was in Vancouver at the time. Mm. My boy and I, we went to downtown Vancouver. We were having drinks. And he told me to try, let's just get two Guinnesses. And, man, I was not having it. So, like, I drank a few sips. And I was like, bro, I'll buy mine for you. Like, you can touch it. But, like, this, for some reason, I don't know if it's just over the years I've built a taste to beer or whatever. But, like, it tastes good.
I used to hate Guinness. And I would try it and, like, back out just like that. And then I was living in the city. I went to a bar that had Guinness on tap. Mm-hmm. And that was way different. They also had like an chocolate orange stout. And ooh, that was good.
I would try
that. Yeah. So like I started getting really into Guinness at that time.
Like orange peel chicken.
P.F. Chang's or what's the other place? Panda.
Nah, bro. I gotta go to the real stuff like Dragon's. What is it? The Dragon's Chinese spot here on Central Avenue.
Oh, I forget what it's called. Yeah,
fire
yeah.
spot. It's not a plug for them, but yeah, y'all looking for Chinese food in Tracy, North Central Avenue. It's Dragon something. Dragon's Chinese food or whatever the case may be. It's good stuff, bro. I love it. So how was the movie, guys? Movie was cool?
Dude, it was interesting. Kyle, what do you think, man? I'm still processing.
I really liked it. Yeah, it was deep. Like, the whole multiverse thing was really interesting. You know, I've missed out on a lot of Marvel movies. I'll be honest, I haven't seen a lot of them. And I know there might be some people out there shaming me right now, but I really enjoyed this one. A lot of
listeners just like tuned out right now.
They're like, "Who's this Kyle guy? I don't know about. I can't trust him."
What's Macklemore talking about?
Again, peep the YouTube. He's got the whole Macklemore look going on. We'll talk about his beard a little bit later.
Although I've never seen Macklemore with short hair like that. Or a beard.
Hey, he's from another dimension, bro.
Macklemore from the Spider-Verse.
Dang.
Real deep. Yeah, but the movie was really cool. Yeah. I liked the Miles Morales character. I thought he was really relatable, and it was a fun movie. Mm. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
I would agree. It had humor. There was a little bit of sadness in there. It took you on an emotional roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I appreciate a movie that doesn't just give you one emotion, and that's the only thing. So very well directed. Going into the movie, just watching the trailer, I was like, it's an animated movie. I don't know what to expect. But really well done. Good job, Marvel. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, like, coming from, like, knowing a little bit about the comics, like, I don't know a lot about Miles Morales, but I mean, I know that, like, that character was designed to really speak to, like, the modern reader, which is what you mentioned, is, like, he's way more relatable, right?
Yeah,
you guys mentioned that it was more relatable, which is true. That's the entire reason he was designed. And there was, like, a comic arc of the Spider-Verse that all of this comes from. And so for them to kind of, like, put that on screen, I think this is really the only way to do it as a comic or, like, a cartoon. And I think just the visuals, having, like, the text boxes pop up and the different panels, like, it felt like a cartoon. And, like, some of the animation was, like,
comic book.
Jumpy.
Yeah.
Like a comic book. And I think just, like, the take on everything. Like, I never thought I would see... was it Spider-Ham? I never thought I would see him on screen. Peter Porker. And never thought that Nick Cage as Spider-Man Noir. Mm-hmm. That was cool. And yeah, I think, like, seeing at the end, there's a teaser. I won't ruin that for you guys.
Well, should we say spoiler alert?
We won't ruin it. Watch the movie. Okay, there's something really cool. I mean, I think, like, for them to cover so many different Spider-Mans, like, in that movie and have the story work was really cool. And it was emotional, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really felt it. Like, when there are certain things that happen in the movie that characters have to kind of, like, deal with. And it becomes relatable because they all tell each other, it's like, I'm the only person, we're the only people that understand how you're feeling. Mm-hmm. And I like that a lot, too, because Spider-Man, for the most, like, the longest time, is always alone. It's like, I'm going through this thing, I'm alone.
It's just me, I'm the only person with these problems. Yeah. Like, it's relatable to what we're doing here, right? Mm-hmm. I think we brought this podcast and the show together to bring people on the show who we think are relatable, not just only to us, but, like, our life experiences, our passions outside of what we do for a living. Like, I know music, art. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's your passion, Kyle? What do you like to do?
I love art in, like, every form, basically. But right now... I'm really enjoying photography. It's kind of what I like to do outside of, my normal routine. Mm-hmm. Just in, just an escape, a way to do some self-expression. You know,
art forms are crazy, man. Like, I find myself making music, and sometimes you get so lost into it, and you're like, hours go by, and you're just like, man, I really miss doing this, or I really miss just doing art as a whole form. So. This is another reason why we created this platform, to kind of rekindle that for people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
To really, like, be like, Kyle, tell us about your photography. Let's take this to another level type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Spider-Man brought us together, ladies and gentlemen. You can thank Spider-Man.
So, what about that soundtrack, though?
Oh, yeah. Soundtrack was sick. I think it was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, the album. I think we were hearing the music throughout the entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, on the drive back here, we definitely were playing those songs. Vince Staples, Post Malone, Sway Lee, just to name a few.
Biggie.
Yeah.
You were singing. Biggie. You were rapping. Sorry, you were rapping in the theater.
Hypnotize came on, and I was rapping in the theater. It was pretty cool.
Dude, that's a little weird, though. Like, in the theaters these days, like, I notice, like, because it's so comfortable, the chairs are so comfortable, you're reclined. Like, I notice, like, people get more excited and, like, kind of, like, chatty, but it doesn't bother me.
No.
It doesn't bother. It's like, oh, shit, people are laughing, they're talking. So I like that vibe because a lot of times you go to the theater and everybody's, like, really quiet.
Yeah, you can feel the tension and everyone's, like...
Yeah, It was fun.
Was that your first time in the theater that was like leather seats and recliner and all that fun stuff? Or
He's not an animal.
You're just like in Tracy? Man, y'all stepping it up type of thing. Or...
No, it was really cool. I've been to one similar to that.
Yeah.
It was in a larger city though. Mm. And walking into that theater, I wasn't expecting the reclining chairs and the leather seating.
It's crazy.
Super nice.
Tracy's got some hidden gems, y'all.
Oh, dude, it was like five something for the tickets on Tuesdays. You can't go wrong there.
You can't go wrong.
It's a steal.
It's the only day I watch movies on Tuesdays.
You are a Cinemark member, so.
I am. I'm a Cinemark member. I'm Indian, you know. All the things align, bro. I'm cheap like that, baby.
We got our snacks up at the line.
We got the snacks up at the line.
He orders a popcorn, and he's like, "Oh yes, I'm gonna need a buttery layer of butter. I need a buttery layer.
Can I get my popcorn? Can I get the butter on my popcorn layer? I don't. What did I say?
You said you wanted a buttery layer.
Yeah,
butter layer. Can I get the butter layer?
Like, I need the butter layer. And what we heard was like, I need a buttery layer.
And they were like, "God damn, that's
I'm a Cinemark member."
It just rolled off his tongue so smoothly. Yeah. He's done it so many times.
Yeah. I like my layered buttered. I'm a butter layered fuck. I'm screwed up. You guys grew up reading Marvel comics or just comics in general? Or no? I mean, I definitely didn't. My first comic was Captain Underpants. If that's considered
that's a like comic. Isn't that a kid's book?
Well, I was flipping through the pages.
Right?
It was a picture book, but like, it had like those comic like stories.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, you guys probably know whoever's watching or listening. I'm pretty old. I'm a pretty old guy, so
comics. You got carded at the grocery store today.
I did. So. But yeah, how about you guys?
You're not
comics,
the oldest one here.
Comics growing up?
For me, yes. Go ahead. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, for me, I never really collected them myself. But there was a point in time, I think I was in middle school. I had a cousin that was cleaning out his room, and he had a big box of comics.
Was it Macklemore?
Was it like one of the really long boxes?
It was just like a regular like moving box.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It was full of comics, though, and he was like, "Here, you know, you can have these." So there was a point in time where I just was flipping through them, and what captured me was the art. I really liked the art.
I don't know why. I'm just such in a giggly mood right now.
It's this chocolate stout, isn't it?
It's the chocolate stout, bro.
No, I don't know.
But he gave them to you and you started reading them?
Yeah, I think it was the art that I really liked. And I remember like getting computer paper and some pencils and trying to like replicate what I had seen in the comic books.
Dang, that's some next level shit right there, bro.
I didn't really like get through the stories much. They were all out of order, so I couldn't follow in any like story order.
Yeah.
But I just remember the art really popping out and me wanting to replicate that. Mm-hmm. Just goes back into that fascination and all sorts of art, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about you, Luis?
For me, comics were everything as a kid.
Dang.
So I think from the age of about maybe 8 or so, we'd go to the grocery store back at home, and they would have like the rack. And it was like it's the spinning rack. And so they'd have all the comics on there, like Archie and like all like the grocery store comics, and there'd be like a Spider-Man and like a Wolverine or an X-Men down there, and so I would always like get a Spider-Man. Spider-Man was like that was my thing, and then I would go home and then I would draw the panels. So I would sit there and I would look at the comic and then I would draw the panels.
That's
and then I would make my own comics. I used to make pop-up books, so I'd get the pictures and make a pop-up book out of it. Typewriter, get the typewriter and like write my own story in the page.
God,
make little
dang.
Books. But then there was a comic shop back at home called Al's Comics. And Al was actually, he's still alive. Al's there still. And I would go every Friday with my dad, and he would get Batman, and then I would get like X-Men or whatever Marvel stuff. And so like I have got like boxes, like the long boxes of comics. And he even like met this guy while he was working that was selling a bunch of comics. And it was Fantastic Four, Silver Surfer, like the entire run of Silver Surfer.
Oh. Mm.
So like I have those in the garage, like just like a box full of comics. X-Men, like I've got all that. I started drawing comics. I had a buddy that created some characters. I went through and redrew all of his characters like for him so he could like pitch it as a comic.
So you had a knack for art from like the very young
little,
age. Yeah,
since I was little, yeah. I remember I made a big investment in Image Comics. So, I don't know if you guys know Image Comics.
No.
Do you know Spawn?
Yeah.
So, Spawn is Image. So Jim Lee, a couple other people left Marvel, and they started their own comic company. And if you want to learn more about this, there's actually a really cool like five-part series or something like that on YouTube about the history of Image.
Oh.
It's really cool. They interview all the guys that started Image.
So Image is the name of the comic book company?
Yeah, they left and made their own company. It's artist and writer created, so like that means that there's no owner.
Gotcha.
You have your character, you own your character. So like they had Spawn, Youngblood, Savage Dragon, a couple other comics, and I got all the Zero issues and
sounds
all like the episode
like
ones.
The rappers of today.
Yeah, Savage Dragon. Yeah,
Youngblood.
Yeah. So like I did, and of course like, it didn't take off initially then, but they're actually doing really well right now. They do like a lot of like adult, like mature stories, and they're doing really well right now. But yeah, it's always been a thing for me. I love the stories, and so when the movies came out, like X-Men, Spider-Man, like all the originals, like I was super into that. And then when Marvel actually took on and started with Iron Man, I was like, I was in, dude.
Game
I was
changed.
So in.
Game
yeah,
changed.
Exactly. And like, I love Iron Man. I loved Iron Man as a kid, and Iron Man was never a popular character. Yeah, like, if they rank the characters, Spider-Man A-list, Superman A-list, Batman A-list, Iron Man was B-list or C-list. And so when they made
just
that
just because
movie,
he didn't really have like superpowers and like kids couldn't really
he
look
didn't
up
have
to
superpowers
him.
He's a billionaire, you know, playboy philanthropist, right?
Yeah.
And
we
had,
are.
He had drinking he had drinking problems. Independently wealthy, absolutely.
Yeah.
Drinking problems.
$10 makes me feel
yeah
wealthy.
But I mean, I loved the character because of the technology that he had.
Yeah.
I thought
yeah
that was cool, so I loved that, so I was in for that. So anytime they make a movie like this, I'm always in. So Spider-Man in this way, I loved it. It was great. I got to see it again. I'll for sure buy it to have it at home. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably buy this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I give it a thumbs up.
That's the review. What's our review system going to be?
Right, dang. Out of 5, out of 10? I think 5 is a good scale, right?
More like a thumbs up, thumbs down, or like...
Thumbs up.
I would say that here's a really important thing. Your money counts, right? Like, if I would buy this movie, that's good.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. So
I was like, would you buy it?
Yeah, would you buy it?
Yeah. I'd buy it.
Would you rent this on iTunes or buy it on iTunes?
I would buy it.
Yeah,
I want to keep it, show my kids one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows what type of movies will be out when our, you know, our kids grow up or whatever. But
yeah
I'd buy it. Not for sure, but...
Yeah, so would I.
Yeah.
I think I would buy... And if any of our listeners know, like, if there's a Marvel, like, collection,
mm-hmm,
could you imagine that on, like, just, like, a Dropbox or like just like a terabyte file of like every freaking Marvel movie?
Well, you know, they were doing like they did phase one, entire box, special box art and everything. They did phase two. Yeah, and they haven't done anything since that. But phase one, that box set is sick. Custom art and everything. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's probably reselling for hell of money now, right?
Maybe.
Do they make a lot of them, you think?
No,
probably not.
Do you own it?
No, I don't own it. Yeah. I've been really trying to be good about buying Blu-rays. Like, I've been buying digital now. Yeah, because I with DVDs, I had, like, 500 DVDs, and, like, that's too much. So, like, with Blu-ray, I only buy certain movies on Blu-ray, and then I've just been buying digital recently.
Yeah. I mean, save space, you know, the ability of it getting scratched or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, iTunes, you buy something, you own it for life type of thing, right? Or through... Where else do you buy movies nowadays? Shit, I don't even remember.
Amazon.
Amazon, okay, there you go. Yeah.
Or if it pops up on Netflix. Yeah.
Best Buy. I don't think they sell movies no more.
They do.
But
they took out CDs and stuff.
You are right, though. I mean, I feel like, you know, I look at my collection of DVDs nowadays, and I hardly even touch them. They're just sitting there collecting dust on the shelf. I'm more just turning on the TV and going to Hulu, Netflix, or Amazon.
Yep.
That's the day and age we live in now, man. Like,
you
can do almost everything with your device just from sitting in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
You could play a movie. You could turn on the lights.
Right.
You can, you know, look into your security cameras, like whatever you got going on. Sometimes that, like, you know, we all probably grew up in a time era where we were, like, probably, like, playing outside as kids, and we did this and did that, like... It's crazy to see that, like, now kids are being, you know, pretty much brought up with, like, technology and...
Yeah.
I think your sister as well, I think, you know, your nephews, they have a technology, right?
Yeah.
But I think the way I was brought up is I was given technology in, like, certain limits.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents limited it, how much I had it, and, you know, I think I turned out pretty okay.
Well, how old are you? 23 or gonna be 20?
I'll be 24. 24 on Sunday here coming up. So. Woo-hoo. Yeah,
it's a birthday podcast. You're the youngest one here.
Yep, yep.
That's right.
So, Kyle?
I'm 29.
29, yeah. So, and I'm 37. So, I feel like for me, like, I was born at the perfect time. I was born in a period where it was cassettes and record players, typewriters, mm-hmm. old-fashioned, like, TV. Like, we had a black-and-white television as a kid in one of the rooms.
Damn.
Yeah. And so, like, we would go play outside. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a computer until I was a senior in high school. And the internet had barely, like, AOL was a thing. There was
MSN? MSN a big thing? Probably not yet, right?
MSN was after that, I think. AOL mm-hmm. and...
Boy, I remember getting those, like, AOL
the CDs.
DVDs.
Yeah, CDs, not even a DVD. CDs
in the mail.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Like, every day, it was like an AOL CD.
Those. Yeah, exactly. But, like, I feel like, for me, I've got a good perspective. I mean, we're all around the same age where it's kind of like, you have a perspective, like, we're like that last generation that didn't have technology as a child.
As a child.
Yeah, so, like, my nephew now, I limit what he has. Like, I mean, if I look behind me over here, that's his Nintendo Switch right there. He only plays with me, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if he comes over, he plays with me. But I have a record player right there, and he knows how to use the record player.
That's
so
cool.
We sit there and listen to the record, and he knows we got to wait. So we listen to the whole thing. It's an experience. So I try to have the digital and the analog because I want to respect all of that. But he knows that he has limits. So I like that you said that you have limits as well, because I don't want him to have, like, I don't want him connected all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Uncle Lou. I think that's important.
Yeah, Uncle Lou. Yeah, dude, Uncle Lou, like, that. He's my everything, man. Uncle Lou, like, has to take care of him, yeah.
Heck yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, man, I can relate, because I remember growing up, and there wasn't much technology around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd go outside and play. I rode bikes a lot as a kid.
Me too, yeah. Me too.
Always just going out and smashing around the neighborhood on my little bike.
Mm-hmm.
And
whether it's you alone or you and your buddies when you go down.
A bunch of buddies.
Yeah, crew.
Yeah. I was fortunate enough to grow up with the same group of friends.
That's sick.
So we were always doing something. And I remember around the corner from my house, there's this hill we'd go up. And we started just going up and down the hill, you know, and then take a little further each time. Yeah. And there was this court down the street. And it had all kinds of houses in the court, right? But there was one lot that didn't have a house. It was just a dirt lot.
So we
decided one day to bring shovels over there and just, like, dig out, like, dirt jumps and bank turns and things.
That's so sick.
It was fun, man, looking back on that, you know. Just going out every day in the summer and just riding bikes and getting hurt and getting up.
Yep.
Toughing it out. And that's how I met a lot of my true friends that I still talk to this day, you know. It's fun to think back on that. But then, you know, the technology comes around and you get connected. It's good in many ways, though.
Yeah.
You can stay connected to a lot of people.
I was about to say, like, those same friends that you probably grew up around, you know, are they still in the same neighborhood that you're living in?
Not all of them.
Not all of them, right? So, you know, you have the technology to thank in that moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Through whatever it might be, Facebook, mm-hmm. Instagram, even texting each other, you know, like...
Yeah. I really embrace the technology, though. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah. We all got growing up with surrounded by technology everywhere.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, technology is allowing us to do this right now.
True. Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's definitely positives. I see that. But I also try to limit myself. Like, I'll check, like, on my phone the screen time, like, my usage. Like, last week it was, like, 5 hours, and I was, like, shocked. I was like, wow, that's a lot. I think that's a lot
to be
on the device. No, like, for the week.
Oh, shit, wow, 5 hours for the week?
Yeah, that's about
2 days, I'll rack up 5 hours for sure.
Yeah.
I don't even use screen time because I'll feel guilty.
I think I'm really trying to be conscious of it. Like, I really don't want to be on the device as much. I
appreciate that.
I think just, like, with, like, recent things in my life, too, it's, like, I could instantly be kind of, like, obsessively looking at things on Instagram or whatnot. And I'm trying to choose not to do that. It's not healthy. And so, like, I'm going to the gym and whatnot. And so, like... The time that's on there, it's like, oh, you're watching YouTube because I had a video on while I was on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I'm connected with the health app or something. So it's that. So, like, I'm trying to do that more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to choose to be less on the device. It's there. It's part of my life. I'm not going to deny that. But I'm trying to be more aware of what I'm using.
And, I mean, kudos to you for, like, trying to do that. And, like...
Yeah.
Sure.
If you're trying to also, like, limit, you know, like, waking up every day and checking your apps as well, one tip I learned was moving your social media, heavily used social media apps, to like the second or third page.
Mm-hmm.
So they say like every morning when you wake up or whatever it might be, like instead of like fiddling around and trying to find it, like it's not just ready to rock and roll for you.
Yeah, it's like a muscle memory.
Exactly,
yeah.
Muscle memory. So change it up. Try it. Yeah. That'll help as well.
I like that. I'm going to have to try that out.
For sure, bro.
What I've been doing that when I wake up in the morning, instead of checking those, what I do is I put some music on, I roll out my yoga mat, and I try to do some push-ups. I'm trying to get better at push-ups.
Okay.
So, like, that's my thing right now. So I'll do that and do some stretches in the morning. Yeah.
Healthy choices, man. I'm trying.
My goal, like we talked about on episode 0, my goal is I want to try to run 10K in March and a half marathon by the end of 2019.
My goal is half of that 5K by March.
you could do a 5K right now. Honestly, 5K, it's like 3 miles and some change. Like, I think the first thing is just to do it so you know how it feels.
Yeah.
Do one that's like a walk run. Yeah. Anytime you want to, man. I will find one. We'll do it.
I'll do it.
Oh, we'll just go to the gym and go on the treadmill.
Knock it on the treadmill.
Yeah, I do a 5K every day.
I think having a buddy system, it helps so much as well.
Sure, like, does.
Sometimes, you know, especially with me, like, with the commuting I do every day, by the time sometimes I get home,
brutal.
Just like...
It's brutal. You gotta force yourself.
Exactly.
The other day, I was so tired, and I went to the gym. Yeah.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
That's really good.
You have to, like, mentally, like, get it out of your...
He's got the mental check going on right now, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Staying away from tech, hitting the gym. Like, it's all interconnected.
Yeah.
It's a different dimension. Ooh.
Well, tie it all back, yeah.
Hey, well, speaking of healthy choices, though, you want to open up the next beer?
Yeah, let's get it. Out, man.
The ginger beer?
There's still a little stout left.
Okay. You want to kill it? You want to kill those real quick?
Yeah, let's finish this one off, see how we feel. Give it a good full test. What do you think, though, after downing what you've got?
I like it. I enjoyed it. It's not bad.
I think you have to let your palate get accustomed to that taste.
Correct.
Yeah. I didn't like the dark beers at first. Wow, sorry, man. I really shortchanged you on that one.
You're the guest.
Yeah. Okay. And we sure our guests well. We sure our guests well.
No, what was I saying, though? I didn't like dark beers at first. I liked the Coronas and light beers.
That's how you start, though, right? Yeah. You start with that, yeah.
But
when did you guys start drinking?
Next question.
So when I was a kid... I don't think it was even younger. So, no, but it's not about like Star Trek
technology.
Uncle Lou, hey nephew, stay away from technology.
Yes,
but let me introduce you to some whiskey.
Yeah. Well, no. So here's the thing. Like, I think maybe you guys can all relate. I don't know. Let me know. When I was a kid, you know, obviously my dad would sit down and watch TV, drink a beer or whatnot, Budweiser, drink a choice. So his whole thing was, I want you to taste this. Hate it, and don't drink it until you're an adult. So he would give me a sip, and I hated it, so like I didn't drink it at all. So I was probably like 5 when I had my first sip of beer, and I just remember, I can still taste it. It's like cold,
bitter.
Not even milk, because it was Budweiser. It wasn't bitter. I remember like...
Carbonated water.
Yeah, it just was like... the best thing I can remember as a kid is like it was cold, but the cold had a flavor, and that's what I remember, and I didn't like it at all. And at that time, we didn't really drink soda. My mom didn't let us drink soda as a kid.
Good choice.
I was just kind of like, I don't like this at all. And so I didn't drink beer until I was... God, way past 21.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. In Canada.
Yeah. There's a couple times when I was in middle school, though. We would take vodka and orange juice, make screwdrivers. During school.
All right. During school?
During school.
Man. Okay, I don't know if Uncle Lou's cut out for this shit anymore.
Yeah. But in high school, the funny thing is, in high school, never drank, never went to parties. Yeah, I didn't do anything. I just hung out with my close friends. We played video games. I had, like, the most innocent high school, like, experience ever. Yeah.
Okay, innocent Louise.
Mm-hmm. That's when I became, like, the guy I am today.
Uh-oh. Very innocent.
Louise broke bad.
Breaking bad, Louise. I didn't start drinking until I was 19. That was a legal age in Canada.
Oh, okay.
So
that's interesting.
Similar to kind of Louise, like, when I was, like, 12, 13, my dad would be like... Try this, and be like, oh, that's disgusting. Like, beer is nasty. Like, why do you drink it? Type of thing. Funny story, though, and I want you guys to hear this one. My sister and I, We were 4 years apart, so I was probably 13, she was probably 9, right? We go to this place called Harrison Hot Springs.
It's I know that place.
You know that place, right? So there you go. I'm about to leave this podcast. we go to Harrison Hot Springs. Obviously, it's a place up in northern Canada on the west coast that has literally like natural hot springs. Ooh. So it's really cool. My parents wanted to take us there for just a summer vacation type thing. So we went there. Of course, winter. We want to be in the hot in the winter. Anyways, We went there. Dad got a bottle of wine. You know, it was local. So he got a bottle of wine. Him and my mom were enjoying it. My sister and I were jumping on the bed. I guess that was a fun thing to do.
How old were you?
Yeah, 13. 13 and 9. Okay. I don't know what I was doing. Maybe I was younger. Shit, I don't know. This double chocolate. No, I'm kidding. It's getting to me. Long story short, my dad had poured, you know, some wine in his glass. He sees my sister and I jumping. And then, I don't know, my mom went to go get some food or something like that. And my dad maybe stepped away to the bathroom. But my sister and I guess innocently, thinking that, oh, this looks like juice. I literally drink some. She drinks some. Remember, we were jumping on the bed, right?
How much did you drink?
It must have been like a half a glass.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Wow. So half a glass. It was pretty full. So if you like look at one of those wine glasses that you have, like think about that being 3/4 full. Like I drank half of that. She drank half of that. We were jumping on the bed. By the time my dad came back, we were knocked out. We were knocked out. And my dad's just like, what happened? Like, and then he looks at the glass. He's like, oh, shit. So till this day, he always brings up that story, man. It's so, so funny.
That's funny.
I still gotta try some wines out here, though. I mean, ever since I moved out here.
Yeah, you're in a good spot for this.
Man, I haven't been to Napa, Lodi. I haven't been
of the great things about being in Northern California is that Napa used to be the hot spot there, but there's actually better growing in Lodi, which is actually closer. And there's like a road that has probably like 6 or 7 different wineries on it. There's a lot of spots out there, so I'll have to check it out. Like, totally. I love going out there. I don't really drink a lot of wine. I can't drink red wine. I got like an allergy to it.
Oh, shit.
I get it from my mom. My mom has the same thing, but I can do white wine. But just going to the wineries is cool. It's really cool. They got like a lot of places have like restaurants inside of them as well. Yeah. So they're really cool. We'll
have to go check it out. You guys have been on like a wine tour and stuff?
Yeah.
You probably have.
Yeah.
But you?
Napa.
I haven't. No. I have not done a wine tour before.
You haven't had wine when you were 13?
No.
When did you start drinking, Kyle?
Well, if I really think back, I remember my first time drinking was actually at someone's wedding. I can't remember whose wedding it was. But I think I was in, like, high school. Yeah, I didn't start too young. But my family was kind of enjoying themselves, and I was like, hey, you know, can I try this wine cooler? Yeah. You know, would it be all right? And then they were okay with that, and I just remember getting kind of loose and having a real good time.
There's, like, no alcohol in there. It's fine, whatever.
Right. So, innocent me.
3 hours later. Can I have another one?
I have buttery layer.
You guys are funny.
Sorry, guys.
Roasting me on this wine cooler. I know. I'm going to get roasted after you hear this. But, yeah, I remember just, like, dancing and stuff and having a good time.
Off of the wine cooler,
yeah.
Hey, man, I was like, slack, bro. He's, like, probably like 110 thin, pounds. Yeah. 110 pounds, probably, like, a couple wine coolers.
This is high school.
Out like a light, dude, bro. Come on now.
Like a light.
Like a light.
But after that, like, yeah, I kind of broke bad after that.
I had the intro.
Yeah.
You felt that little bit of a, like, a rush. You felt, like, the lightheadedness. Yeah.
That was the first one. And then,
yeah.
My parents, they're great people. And, you know, I never did anything that they would be, like, too mad at.
Yeah.
But, you know, some friends around would have the alcohol. And we'd get into some little party modes.
Yeah.
Just blame it on the alcohol, bro.
Yeah. We would bring, like, years later, we'd sneak in, like, gin and a water bottle to, like, the football game, the homecoming game. And I remember that one. That was fun. That was a fun time.
It was that one drink we were about to buy, what you guys were talking about back at the grocery store? That one drink you're talking about? The one was like Red Bull and like
alcohol. Oh, Four Locos. Yeah.
Four Locos. I've never had it. Dangerous. Y'all know where I can find some. I'm trying to get me some of these Four Locos.
I think you can get it at Bevmo.
You can still get them. They've changed the formula, though. Because the reason why, we were talking about this, the reason why Four Locos were dangerous is they had a higher energy drink or caffeine content.
Or sugar content, or whatever it might have been.
And maybe even more alcohol. And kids were like dying. I remember seeing it on the news. And that only made it worse because everyone wanted to like try this Four Loko that everyone was going crazy for. And I remember having one.
It was like the Tide Pods of back then. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you can relate that to the Tide Pods.
The kids of today, bro.
Yeah. What are they doing? We got our hands on some Four Locos and man, I remember riding my bike out to like this trail nearby my house and sneaking Four Locos in a backpack and just hanging out drinking as a kid. No. Oh. No. All my buddies that I grew up with.
Just Kyle on that dirt with his bike. He's like Thanos looking over and now just everything done. Just, oh,
they were dangerous, though. They came in cool colors and...
Did you ever try Sparks?
Cool flavors. I've had Sparks before.
Yeah, dude, when I was in college, my roommate in college, he was from New York. Every roommate that I had in college was from New York. And all of them drank and partied really hard. Wow. This dude would buy 4 Sparks at the liquor store. He would drink all of them, play his guitar. He would always play Guns N' Roses. What's that one? Like a...
I don't recall.
If you guys recall, listeners, if y'all recall, let us know.
But he would always. But he would only play that first part. He'd only play that first part.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
He would only play that part, and so I was at my buddy's place, and they were in an apartment down the street. So I come back at like 2 a.m. He's on the floor between the kitchen and where our bedroom was at. Because it's a studio. Mm-hmm. It's a studio apartment.
It was Welcome to the Jungle, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Jungle. That's the DJ. Is that Welcome to the Jungle? I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know, dude. Anyway,
But he was like passed out
on the ground, face down on the floor.
Yeah, those will do it.
In between the kitchen and our like right in the doorway, just like out. And so I looked at him and I just went to bed. I was like, I don't know what was up with him.
Uncle Lou with another one, bro.
He could have been dead. I don't know, but like I was.
Did you
like,
ever see him again after that?
Oh yeah, the next morning he was up. Yeah,
roommates done. He was just on the floor for four days. Yeah, just disappeared.
He used to really irritate me, just like with that kind of behavior.
Yeah.
But he introduced me to Curb Your Enthusiasm. He introduced me to Arrested Development.
That was a good show.
Yeah. So I was like, man. He was a cool dude, but he had some problems.
Sparks, what was it, a vodka drink?
Sparks is almost like a Four Loko. It's like an energy drink and like kind of like a beer.
It's like a, well...
But it's not Four Loko beer. It's like a fruits.
Hard alcohol, I think.
Yeah, it's like...
It's usually all vodka-based, right? Like those type of mixer drinks.
Something like that. It tasted really fruity. I tried one time. He's like, here, have one. So I tasted it. I was like, nah, you're good. Here, have this.
Totally kind of unrelated. When I went to L.A., not this year, but last year in 2017, we went to the Jungle Cafe in Disneyland, or right outside of Disneyland, and we all requested for the waiter to bring us their strongest drink. So then they all brought a round of like these like sugary mixed drinks, and we took a sip and we're like, what the heck is this shit, right?
Yeah.
So then we go back to the waiter and I'm like,
bro.
No, this is a chick. We were like, hey, like,
bro.
We were like, come on. Hit us with your strongest drink. And so she looks over to like the bartender and she's like, they want the strongest. And the bartender was like, should we give them? And then she's like, yeah, do it. And it was called, oh man, it's slipping my tongue right now. I forgot the name. The Mongolian. It was called the Mongolian. She's like, should we give them the Mongolian? He's like, yeah, do it. And she's like, all right, I'll be right back. How many do you want? So there's like, what, like 10 of us? So she brings out 10 Mongolians. They're about in this glass size right here. Clear drink, clear as day.
Straight up vodka.
kind of cloudy. There's some ice in there, and there's a cherry on top. We're like, okay. She passed it around. The moment he took just a whiff of it, we were like, oh my goodness, like, what is this gasoline? Yeah. And literally, we all just were like, all right, 3, 2, 1, there's a straw. We all just went, and wow. Dude, it was the most disgusting thing I've ever had.
Yeah.
We all had to finish it. She was like, there was 151.
Yeah.
There was vodka, there was tequila, ooh, there was this, there was that. I don't know how many types of
alcohol. It's like a Three Wiseman.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous.
But never had a Three Wiseman? Mm-hmm.
The Mongolian. Yeah, if you guys hear about that, don't do it. It tastes nasty. Nah,
I can't do that kind of stuff. Three Wise Men, it's like Jack, Jose, and something else.
151, maybe?
No, it's like the person's name, Three Wise Men. So Jack Daniels, Jose Cuervo,
okay, and something else. I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, it's all in one glass. Mm-hmm. And it's like in a...
It's not with the J?
Nah, I don't know. I can't remember.
Jack, Jose,
Jameson?
Jameson?
Maybe Jameson, I don't know. But yeah, like, it comes in, it's not a shot glass, it's a little bit bigger than a shot glass. So you could put like a double in there, mm-hmm, or something, and you shoot it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's horrible. Horrible.
It's intense.
Yeah. I remember my buddy ordered me one at a bar, and I was like, I took a sip of it, I was like, you get that like gag reflex? I was like, ah.
Well, so, that's why you gotta shoot it.
Yeah.
Because the moment you take a sip, you're like,
yeah,
that's the gang with it.
Yeah, and so just gonna, I remember I went to the bar and I told the bartender, can you put some Coke in here? And he was just like,
weak.
Yeah, and I was like, oh man, I felt so bad, but I'm like, I can't.
Let me check your ID again.
I can't do it. I can't do it, man.
Who's this guy trying to do?
Yeah,
this?
I cannot do it. It was horrible.
That's funny.
I would never do that again.
Man, drinking stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I got a lot of them.
Kyle Webster, what's the most wildest drink you've had?
Honestly, I think those Four Locos, I can't drink them anymore. It's like, if you have one, for me personally, I can't even drink one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get a headache. I'll be hungover the next day.
I definitely want to try this
touch
shit
them anymore.
You really want it, right?
Y'all got me fired.
Yeah.
I want to try a Mongolian now that you said you hated it.
Yeah. I'm good. You know? I could already smell it. I don't want it.
Bro, pick and choose, bro. Chevron, Safeway gas, Coxo gas.
Unleaded premium.
I'll buy the 91 premium, bro. That's what the Mongolian was right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Oh, crazy drinking stories. Ooh, yeah, I don't drink much anymore. There was a time, I remember, college, we were playing Rage Cage, or what was that game? Rage King's Cup, something like
King's
that.
Cup,
it was a crazy drinking game, and we ran out of beer.
Is that the one where you keep passing it on and on and on?
Well, the King's Cup has, like all the alcohol balls in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I've played this before.
Yeah.
Something about, like, ping pong balls. I had been, like, many drinks deep already, and, like, I wanted to, like, prove myself, you know, stupid college stuff. And
Mr. Macho Kyle.
Yeah. And then, so there was a bottle of gin instead of beer, and I decided to just pick it up. And I didn't taste it at this time because I was already pretty drunk, right? So I started like putting the bottle back. Everyone's like cheering me on. I'm like, I can't stop now. I remember just like not feeling well, trying to go upstairs, and that was the night.
Man.
And ever since then, I can't drink gin anymore. And I don't drink much. This is kind of a rare occasion for me. I'll have a beer every once in a while, but I don't like drinking so much anymore.
Thank you for putting on the beards and brews, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
I've treated my body poorly enough by now, so.
Yeah.
So I got a few more years.
So I'm with you on that. I'm going to try to run one of those 5Ks.
My college years,
oof. Speaking of it, since
speaking
we're here,
of healthy living,
we got one more. It's going to be
that goat bone bottle opener.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Hollows and Fentimans ginger beer. I've never had a ginger beer before.
So, yeah, ginger beer, that's what they use to make a Moscow Mule. So, it'll be interesting to see how it tastes. If you need to mix it with something, I do have vodka. I do have other stuff. I got Patron over there if you want to mix it with something.
I got Patron.
I got some, like, really cool, like, flavor mixers over here as well.
I'm down to just try it the way it is.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to cut it with something?
No, I just want it just in case it doesn't, like, go down right.
Yeah.
Almost looks like a cider.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. Light.
So, imagine, like, Canada
Dry?
Imagine that, but alcoholic.
Oh, that
sounds
really
Canada
good.
Dry. Canada
yeah, dude, delicious. I love Canada Dry. I think I actually have some over here.
Thank you, sir. Cheers.
Cheers, bros.
Oh, that's delicious.
That's easy to drink.
Very easy to drink.
I like ginger. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan. We've been having ginger around the house lately. Doing ginger teas.
Ginger tea, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. Especially in the Indian culture, like, we love mashing up the ginger when we're making, like, milk tea. And just throwing a shit ton of ginger in there just helps with a lot, man. Even health-wise. Yeah. Like, that's really good, though.
Yeah, I'm a fan. I might have to get that again. That guy. This one is a little bit lighter. That's why I decided to go second. Okay. Where is it at here?
Like 1%.
It's at the top right where your thumb is at.
Oh, I'm covering it. 4%. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a normal beer.
What was that one?
And the stout that we had was a 5.2.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, all beers in Canada are a standard 5.
Really?
Yeah. Unless you like go to like a random shop and buy like one-off random beers, everything from Stella's to Corona's, everything is made with 5.
Interesting.
So Corona's here, they get made from...
40%.
40%, damn. Corona's here actually get made different from like a different factory and everything than in Canada. In Canada, they all get made in Quebec, out on the East Coast. Excuse me. And then it gets sent out to us over there. So, you know what's really cool? When I come out here and I'm like drinking with like, you know, cousins or uncles or whatever, we'll try to go like beer for beer sometimes. And like, they'll get wasted much faster than me.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, what the hell? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, why is this happening?
Because a lot of stuff here is like 6%. Exactly. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Just enjoying it now.
Enjoying it. It tastes good, man.
Feeling relaxed.
Well, once you take the mindset, Luis set it up for us real well. Canada dry with alcohol. Like that's, but there's a little bit more ginger to it. There's definitely more ginger to the ginger ale.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
It actually doesn't really taste like it has alcohol in it.
No. Yeah. No, it doesn't. It's kind of dangerous.
Well, yeah. I'll usually do like a Jameson with ginger ale.
Ooh.
Like a Jameson, like that's like a good option.
Another option I've discovered with ginger ale, apple Ciroc.
Yeah. Apple Ciroc.
Apple Ciroc and ginger ale. Mm-hmm. Ooh, boy. Yeah.
I'll do tequila with Squirt. That's a Mexican thing for sure.
Like the Squirt.
Squirt is like you get it in a bottle like soda. It's soda.
Oh shit.
Yeah, you never had Squirt?
No.
Dude, Squirt with tequila is good.
Ooh. Squirt, yeah, it's like 7-Up but with more like lime.
Yeah.
It's got more of a citrus.
We got
punch
a completely different podcast on just liquors and alcohol.
Yeah, dude, Squirt with tequila is great. That's a Mexican thing for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I like to do a lot of mixed drinks. I was talking to one of the guys today.
It was me.
No.
Oh, no.
Another guy. And he was saying that he's really getting into mixed drinks and making the drinks.
Oh, yeah. One of my friends.
Yeah. And he was saying he's getting into making the drink. Not so much drinking it, but making it and having people taste it. Like, I thought I really want to, like, see if I can, like, go to bartending school or at least get really into, like, making a few, like, signature drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I love making drinks for people. I got the little mini bar over here, and when people come over, like, I'll make drinks for people. Like, I like doing that, like, making a mixed drink, so it's really fun.
He's been a pretty good host. For sure.
Yeah.
Your favorite drink, would you say your go-to is the Moscow Mule?
My favorite drink is an old-fashioned.
An old-fashioned?
Old-fashioned, yeah. That's my favorite drink to get. That's usually how I rate a bar as well. I rate a bar based on their old-fashioned.
That's usually like just whiskey with a cube of ice, right? Or something like that? Like a big cube of ice?
No.
No? I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking like an old-fashioned...
That's like a whiskey neat or like whiskey on the rocks or something.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned
is
old-fashioned has like bitters, like a sugar cube. There's like... like a simple syrup usually in there.
Okay,
or
so I'm talking about the right thing. I ordered one by accident.
Yeah.
Back when I went back to Vancouver for a bit, and I was just looking at the menu. I was already buzzing a bit. And I was like, yeah, I'll take this old fashioned, and I didn't know what I expect. She literally brought it out. I was just like, I don't think I ordered the right thing here. Because like, it was a sugar cube. Tasted like, you know, crazy syrupy. Mm. I mean, I'm used to maple syrup and all, but
yeah. So you'll never have an old fashioned like. If it tastes like sweet like that, then it's not made right.
Yeah, it was sweet, but like alcoholic and.
No, old fashioned, like made right. Like if they do it right, they'll have like the giant ice cube, like the square one.
Yeah, or it did have that.
If it's a cool bar, it's the round ice cube, and they put that in there, and then
a cool bar. Where can I find a cool bar?
Yeah, where can we find a cool bar, Luis?
In Tracy here, there's a place called The Commons. Oh. And the Commons, that place makes really good old fashions. And Stockton, where I'm from, there's a place called the Market Tavern. Market Tavern, they make a good old fashioned there. They even have like a piece of wood, and they smoke inside the glass. They'll torch the wood.
God damn.
And then it gets smokes up in the glass, and so you get the smoke flavor from the wood in the drink.
Wow.
Whoa, that's pretty dope.
There's a couple places in San Francisco that make really good old fashions. Yeah. I'm very picky with old fashions.
Yeah.
We have a friend we want to have come on whose also name is Kyle. And he is big in old fashions as well. And he and I actually want to do a podcast where it's just about old fashions.
Just old fashions. Go around the country and taste different old fashions.
Well, yeah, he's actually making them. Him and his girlfriend are making old fashions at home. So, like, I'd love to have him, like, come on and, like, make old fashions. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely one that we'll be looking forward to.
I mean, technically, we have enough friends where we can do a Kyle podcast. They're all named Kyle. Yeah,
hella Kyle.
Yeah, I was, listening to that. I kind of want to try one of his old fashions.
Right?
Old fashioned, that is my drink. That's my signature drink. People know that's my drink.
My go-to drink would probably be, as of late, it's been definitely, you know, either a vodka tonic or a gin and tonic with just a freshly squeezed lime and the lime inside of it. Just, you know, calorie-wise as well. This has just been my go-to drink, and I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it. Kind of gives you that citrusy Sprite feel with just the lime in there.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's alcoholic. So that's kind of my go-to.
Gin and tonic. Old-fashioned.
How about you, Kyle?
During
your drinking days. I know you kind of stepped off the head a little bit.
Yeah. Well, back in those days.
Back in my days.
I would drink like a Hennessy. I'd order like a Hennessy at the bar.
Heme team,
Or we just pregame before we'd go somewhere with the Hennessy.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we do it out here.
Mm. Another fun fact about me. I had Hennessy for the first time in 2016 when I moved out here.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was at my very first house party. Literally like a month moving to this country. And they're like, yeah, dude, Hennessy's a thing out here. So if you ain't with it, you ain't with it. I was just like, oh, shit, okay. Because I was brought up around Clears. My pops, vodka's his go-to, the Goose, the Belvedere.
The Goose, baby.
So when I was introduced to Hennessy, I was just like, oh, shit, all right. I guess we're going to do this now. But now it's cool. I have an acquired taste for it again. Just like, I try the stout.
Yeah.
Hennessy straight or Hennessy and Coke or?
Either way, if there's Coke.
Henny and ginger ale.
Hennessy and Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. I've never had the ginger ale with it.
Yeah.
I think nowadays, though, if I were to order something and, like, sit down and enjoy it, it would probably be a Moscow Mule.
Yeah.
I like those because it has that ginger beer in it, exactly. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan.
Absolutely.
But I did have one recently I hadn't had before. It was a whiskey sour.
Yeah.
I was actually at the Willie Nelson concert.
Hey, shout out
Willie Nelson.
Hey, Kyle, what's up, man? I wish you wore your shirt today.
Oh, your bandana? No,
I should have had that.
And your bandana?
I'm a big fan, Willie. Shout out to you, bro. But I was at the Fox Theater. It's my first time there. And they have a little bar attached to it. And we got there early, my girlfriend and I. And we sat down at the bar and ordered a whiskey sour and just enjoyed that.
That's cool.
It was your first time having that. It's pretty good. Mm. It had like a little lemon on the edge of the glass and it was fancy. It felt right.
Full lemon? No.
It's the entire lemon, just like right on there with
this
a toothpick.
This is the whole goddamn lemon.
Yeah.
Whiskey sour.
That's good.
I don't know if I've had it before. Whiskey sour.
I'm a fan of dark liquor. Yeah. Like usually. I can't really do the light alcohol. It doesn't sit well.
Mm.
Yeah, see, like, with the light alcohol, like, it's got to be good as far as, like, the way it's been filtered and made. Mm-hmm. Because if you were to go in on, like, a Smirnoff, oh, man, that's a headache waiting to happen. Like, really instantaneous.
What gets you is the sugar content, really. That's what...
Yeah, and it's like a rubbing alcohol taste, man. Like, that's just nasty, so...
Yeah. So, before we wrap today, I wanted to go into... We talked a little bit about this. Like, my goal in the next year is to run a half marathon. I want to go around and talk about what, like, if you have a New Year's resolution or just like a goal for 2019.
Goal for 2019. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I definitely want to get healthy. So, you know, that's been priority number one for me. You know, I don't know what that's going to look like in terms of, like, is it going to be running something or what's the milestone? I want to lose weight. That's definitely on the top of my mind. And I think in lieu of that, my goal is to get my first tattoo.
Okay. That was my goal last year. Yeah.
There you go. So in celebration of living a healthier lifestyle and, you know, losing a few pounds, I would love to, you know, celebrate that with a tattoo. So that's kind of my goal. Definitely want to get my first tattoo next year. There you for go. Sure. Get a face tattoo.
I know, right? Just go all out?
No. Probably won't go that
crazy. Do you have an idea of what you want to get?
No. No, I know I'm my mind's set on a tattoo. Probably nothing too big, just because I'm not a big fan of, like, probably getting the arms covered or anything like that. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll venture out to that. But something small to start, just so I can, you know, look at it every day.
Like around the lower back.
Trap stamp. Right. Jesus Christ. No. It'll be probably something small. Maybe arms. You know, I don't know. We'll find out.
You'll have time to think as you're working out and running.
I'll consult with you guys, our listeners, and you know, just see what people throw our way.
Yeah.
What about you, K-Dub?
That's a really good question. New Year's is right around the corner. I think I want to continue going to the gym. You know, I'm paying for it, and I hardly ever get in there. So I think that's something I can really try to commit to. And also, saving more money, you know.
Yeah, I think we could all definitely use that as a metric. I know people usually set that every year. I even got as serious as one year, like back in Canada, everyone in the family, we had a little jar set aside, and for the first day of the year, it was set aside $1. The second day, $2, $3, $4, till you got to the end of the year, where you literally, on like December 31st, you would be putting in $365.
Wow.
Damn.
And at the end of that, you would have like, you know, a couple thousand more dollars. Obviously, it didn't carry on throughout the entire year. We got to about maybe April. So we're like, damn, we could really use this money for some of this stuff. You
know, if we put it all together.
If we put it all together. I think we do like a family vacation or something, but it was a great way to save.
That's cool.
So that's something you could try. It's really cool. Yeah. And maybe it's even like, you know, $1 per week. Or, you know, maybe not won't add up as much, but saving money is definitely on the top of mind as well. Finances, man. Got to be on top
of that.
It's
important. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think professionally as well, like, I want to really do a little bit more music with what I'm trying to do. My boy and I we're a DJ duo right now called Borderless Music. We're really trying to like do a few more shows. We fell short of our goal. We just started in, I think, April of this year. So we wanted to do 5 shows this year. We did about 4. So we fell short of the goal. I mean, we still got time, I guess. But next year, we definitely want to ramp that up to like, you know, 20 shows maybe for the whole year. So that's another professional goal I have for myself. It's kind of cool.
It's a good one to have.
Yeah, man. Different type of gigs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta keep myself occupied, man.
Where can people find you at? Borderless Music.
At Borderless Music on Instagram. That's definitely the best way to get in contact with us if you want to book us. We've got a few, I think we've got 3 mixes up there right now. It's a double meaning, our Borderless Music kind of title. Both from where me and my DJ colleague are from. I'm from Canada. He's from the UK. So we're borderless in the aspect of we can be anywhere, you know, we could play anywhere. And then also with the style of music that we have, it's eclectic. It's everything from hip-hop, funk, jazz, R&B, electro. We've got a little bit of dubstep in there, some house. So, you know, tune into the mixes. It's on SoundCloud. It's B0RDERLESS. And then that's the leader short tag. It's borderless on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Peep the mixes. Have a listen. But yeah. Absolutely. Definitely want to get my music going. Take it up a notch.
Where can people find us?
Oh, where can people find us? It's a great question. We've actually got multiple different sections to find us. On Apple Podcasts, Beards and Brews. And that's Beards, B-E-A-R-D-Z, the letter N, and then Brews, B-R-E-W-Z. And that same title also on Twitter and also on Instagram. So we're lucky enough to have found that handle on all social media platforms. So definitely shoot us a follow, tweet at us, DM us, whatever you want. If you want to be a guest on our show, definitely let us know and we'll get you penciled in.
Yeah, I mean, ask, you know, we're asking, like, hey, do you want, what kind of content do you want? Like, what questions? If you have questions for us that you want us to talk about, do you want us to sign up for Patreon? Like, do you want to give us, you know, support us in that way? I mean, let us know. Like, this is something we're just starting out. Like, any way that you can think of us to kind of get better at this, like, dude, let us know. We're open. We're open to that. We're borderless, right?
Now, this one's Beards and Brews, but it definitely filters through.
Yeah.
Kyle, where can people reach you? I don't know. Do you do photography, you say?
Yeah. If you want to look me up, you can find me on many social medias at Kyle Vision, KYLEVISION.
Oh, that's cool. That's a cool name. I like that.
Yeah. I got some photography on there, some of my personal life. Say hello. It's always good to have a new friend, you know?
There you go.
For sure. Did Kyle, you have fun today? I definitely had
a lot of fun. I did. Yeah. Cool, it was a good time. Thank you.
This is what Beards and Brews is all about.
Yeah.
Sipping on some beers, talking about our beards, and a little bit more. We got some pretty fancy beards going on.
There you go. I'm jealous of you guys.
Louis got to grow it a little bit more.
I shaved my beard, yeah.
You trimmed it down.
No, I can't grow a beard very well. Not like these guys over here.
Louis is that one character in the show who can do beards or brews. Yeah, he's in it. He's in it. So,
quick tips on quick tips. Beard care.
Oh, that's true. Kyle, I mean, you got the best beard here, so let's see.
Man, best tip. Put down the razor. Don't touch it.
Just
let it grow.
Throw it out.
And then something I learned, you know, is when you're washing your beard, don't take a towel to it and get all aggressive and dry it off. Just kind of pat it. Let it air dry naturally. It's going to be better. And then it'll break less. It'll grow faster. I also like a little beard conditioner because sometimes it can get dry.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a couple. There's Smooth Viking. I like that one. But I recently tried this one. Had a lot of great reviews. It's called Honest Amish.
Mm-hmm.
And it smells really good. I think that's my favorite part about it. And it makes your beard softer. So you gotta try that too.
Oh, for sure. I've been slacking on the oil game lately. I ran out with my Northern Beard Company. Mm-hmm. It's like sandalwood oil mixed with coconut oil. But yeah, I gotta get back on that. I'm trying to get on your level, K-Dub.
Let it go. Don't touch it. Mm-hmm. It comes in.
Well, that's it for us here today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for tuning in, listening in. Definitely drop us a review. We would love and appreciate a 5-star review from all of you.
Yeah, Apple Podcasts. Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Give us that 5-star. Let us know what you think.
From Boy from the North,
Luis,
and Kyle.
That's it for Beards and Brews, guys. And remember, let your beards bear dry.